everyone. Welcome to our program. We'll be in Revelation chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, where we find out during the tribulation they run out of drinking water. Interesting story. Stay tuned. In Revelation chapter 16, verse number 1, John said, "And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God. And the first angel went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which had worshipped his image." There's a terrible time ahead in the tribulation period for those who reject Jesus Christ. However, for those of us who know him as our personal Savior, there's a message here in song that is very positive. He is able to deliver thee.
'Tis the grandest theme through the ages rung. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal tongue. 'Tis the grandest theme that the world e'er sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest theme in the earth or main. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal strain. 'Tis the grandest theme, tell the world again. Our God is able to deliver thee. The grandest theme, let the tidings roll to the guilty heart, to the sinful soul. Look to God in faith, he will make thee whole. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee.
I'm reading those two verses again, Revelation chapter 16, verse number 1 and verse number 2. John said, "I heard a great voice out of the temple, saying to the seven angels, Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God. And the first angel went, poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image." Now, first of all, it says here that there was a great voice out of the temple. We have the phrase loud voice 13 times in the book of Revelation. This voice is coming out of the temple, which means it was instructions from God. First of all, we have the commanding of the judgment. Go your ways, and the angels went, it says in verse 2. So we have the commencement of the judgments. Now, this judgment is upon the people. Well, I don't know how many times we've mentioned this on this series of programs, and I don't know how many times God has mentioned it, but we're free to make our choices. We're not free to choose the consequences of our choices. And we have no excuse that says God spake with a loud voice. As a matter of fact, back in Revelation chapter 14 and verse number 9, we have God once again saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and receive the mark of the beast, He shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, and it says in verse 10 that that will be without mixture. You reject Jesus Christ, there is a consequence. Well, loud voice, lots of noise. God's been talking about this for 2,000 years now since Jesus was crucified. You need to receive him as your personal Savior. If you die and go to hell, your own fault, not God's fault. First of all, we see here the pouring out of the judgment upon the people. And then from verse 3 to verse 9, we see his pouring out of judgment upon the places. It says in verse number 3, the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of dead men, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the water say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because Thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and Thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another voice out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are Thy judgments. Well, we see the next angel poured out his vial upon the sun in verse number 8, and it was given him to scorch men with fire, and the men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. So first we see the reality of the judgment. It is going to happen. The righteousness of the judgment. We see here that God's two angels here said, Thou art righteous, O Lord. A lot of people would say, well, you know, would God of love do that? A God of love. We've been waiting here since the first time somebody was murdered way back in Abel, all the way down to the Antichrist, and people are being slaughtered for no other reason than they trust in God. And God has put up with that for about 6,000 years. Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. Would you put up with people treating your kids that way? No, neither will God. We see here his judgment is righteous. And what is the response to this judgment? The response is, they repented not. Well, we see the second angel. He poured out his vial upon the sea in verse number 3. And every living soul died in the sea. Every living soul. Now think about that. Here's some major consequences here. All sea life upon which man is dependent for his food and livelihood will be gone. The top five fishing producing countries in this world are China, Peru, India, United States, and Indonesia. They harvest 70 billion tons of fish every year. According to the figures back in 2001, China consumes almost 73 billion pounds of fish every year. Japan, 18.4 billion pounds of fish every year. America, 13.8. Indonesia, 10.7 billion pounds of fish. Russia, 6 billion. In the Mediterranean region alone, 2.2 million tons of fish are harvested every year, with more than 1 billion people employed in fishing and related services and industries. Well, not only that, we got all these people out of work, we got all these fish laying around on top of the water and everything else that's been living in the sea. I don't know if you've ever gone down to the lake when in the spring, the smelts start to die and a few smelts are lying around. It kind of stinks. You don't want to go swimming in there. You don't want to drink that water either. Matter of fact, you can't. And so we see here the reality of the judgments. We see the righteousness of the judgments. And what do the people do? They repented not. You know what that is? That's just stupid. If someone goes to hell, don't blame God for that. Look in the mirror at the stupid person looking back at you who has rejected everything that Jesus Christ has done for you. If you go to hell, you're going there because of your own choice. You say, well, I don't believe the Bible. Well, you will 5 seconds after you're dead.
The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the world. Bible stands over hills. They tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it, and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet